Airports and planes are not the only places where security has been tightened since September 11th. There's restricted access at state capitol buildings, and in many cities, more police are seen on the street. In rural America, the changes aren't so apparent. Sadie Babbitts of member station KBSX takes us to Emmett, Idaho, 30 miles northwest of the state's capital city, Boise. People there are taking small steps to help ensure safety.
It's early morning at Emmett's Mocha Bay, right on Main Street. The little coffee shop is nearly empty, except for Emmett resident Dwayne Backus, who's reading the newspaper. He says he still feels safe.
I think Boise is more of a target than little old Emmett would be. We're pretty well insulated here.
A block down from Mocha Bay is the Gem County Courthouse. City Hall is sandwiched between the courthouse and the post office.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. What can I do for you?
I need some stamps, the breast cancer stamps. Wouldn't she?
Gina Larson has been at the Emmett post office for 9 years. She's lived in this town of 5,000 people all of her life.
All my family's here, and so I'm really thankful to be here right now, not someplace else where something could be targeted.
Still, Larson is concerned that the mail she handles could be targeted with anthrax spores. She and her 22 coworkers do have the option of wearing rubber gloves and masks.
We get some mail that's missent here that should have never made it here, and we have to send that back. We have to handle that and stamp it. And, you know, we were joking the other day about we stamp it and a puff of smoke, a puff of stuff comes up and we breathe it in. But so when we handle the missent mail, I do wear my gloves.
Postmaster Kevin Hill rolls a canvas mail cart past a cluster of sorting stalls and a stack of plastic carrier boxes in the mail room. This is where employees sort the mail every morning. He says his staff are being told to take another precaution.
I think postal employees, their hands are becoming the cleanest hands in probably of any employee workforce in the nation, because we are asking them to wash their hands with soap and water at least every 2 hours.
Hill says just last week he got 10 calls from customers who wouldn't open their mail, including one elderly couple who called him 3 times. And 4 weeks ago, a woman called the fire department about powder she found in a letter. Nothing was found, but Fire Chief Scott Buck says Emmett's residents are just more cautious now, and the city is responding. The mayor asked each department to find where the town needed better security. Buck says the first place that came up was the town's water supply. Action was taken immediately.
It's lit up like daylight right now. When you go out there, before it had one vapor light that was out there. Now there's lights hanging off the water storage tank. There are lights around the well house itself, so it's well illuminated so that if somebody is in there, it would give them less of a chance to hide.
Other changes include new alarms at 2 town facilities, which Buck says he couldn't identify for security reasons. More are on the way. Town buildings now have multiple locks, and public works employees have the only keys. The police department has also stepped up security. Its 12 full-time officers are patrolling 3 areas of town, which patrolman Pete Burton wouldn't reveal.
Ever since September 11th, there's been certain areas of town we've been checking, making sure that some areas of town are safe and looking for people that are suspicious. Well, we've kind of been more on the alert and more aware of what's been going on around town, basically.
Still, Gem County Disaster Coordinator Stephen Buck says Emmett really hasn't changed that much. He points to a thick yellow binder, the county's emergency plan. Buck says in that plan, he can access the state's communication center, which puts him in touch with agencies such as the FBI.
We've received quite a bit of a training in the past, at least I have, at the disaster services level. So I think there's a system that's already provided in the state of Idaho through state communications that works.
Buck says the system worked when the town dealt with its first anthrax scare in October. The regional hazardous materials team and police showed up, so did the FBI. He says that's proof enough that Emmett is ready for just about anything. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Emmett.